Today we're going to talk about an article called "The Avocado Toast Effect of Spending is Totally Overblown." This was in Men's Health and written by Chris Browning. We've discussed this topic a bit before, but wanted to revisit it. There are many talking heads who believe your Starbucks habit will prohibit you from being able to save for larger expenses, be it your first home, retirement, etc., and that you should, in fact, avoid all of those costs. Chris, however, takes a different angle by actually advocating for what he describes as small, intentional purchases that are good for us on multiple levels. Social interaction or breaking up our routines, or just treating ourselves, for example.
Yeah, I kind of struggle with kind of where I shake out on this. Like, obviously, if you're making 25, 30 grand a year and you're spending $8 a day on a Starbucks coffee, like, the numbers don't make sense. Like, you're just, that's a part of your budget that probably shouldn't be there. But if someone, if you can afford a Starbucks coffee and you're saving a few bucks each year into your IRA, like, I agree. Yeah. Go get yourself a Starbucks. And these people that want you to analyze your spending and just do absolutely everything correct to help you amass the most amount of wealth by the time you're this arbitrary age of 65, I think is stupid. Like, there has to be, it's like we talk about all the time, like, where's the balance, right? I've said for years, and I have no idea if I'm on track for it, like, I'd rather accumulate $3 million by the time I'm 65 and have lived a lifestyle than accumulate $6 million by the time I'm 65, or $5 million, or $4 million, and have, like, really just watched every single penny.
Yeah, I feel like we've talked about this before, but I'm annoyed by these articles because they seem to overemphasize these little decisions that are nowhere near as important as making the right big decisions when it comes to, like, overspending on your first house, for example, or buying a car that's $15,000 too expensive that compared to what you should, or whatever, stuff like that. Like, this is just trivial. And, you know, you have Dave Ramsey's and people like that, and Susie Orman's out there that talk ad nauseum about this issue, and it's just not on the of the top 10, like, financial decisions. It's not one of them, in my opinion, throughout
your
life.
That's a pretty interesting take. Yeah, I agree 100% with that.
Yeah, the decisions that matter are not
those,
your lunch with your girlfriends once a month,
right?
Or, like, and Chris's point is there's other positive impacts that those types of things have that matter too. And when you're talking to, when the Dave Ramseys and Susie Ormans of the world are talking to the masses, they're not specifically understanding anybody's individual circumstance. So it's like, yeah, you shouldn't spend any extra dollar. But, like, if the lunch or the latte or, you know, like, is important for your general happiness, like, yeah, do it. I mean, again, I think in the context of, like, it's not the most expensive or consequential decision of your life.
But what about those tiny decisions that over a month add up to a big, you know, a kind of a balance sheet moving decision?
I think that's when, yeah, then the ship has to be righted. But I guess I'm maybe specifically talking about, like, singular or, like, two or three decisions, right? Not decisions that end up moving the needle.
Right.
Because it feels like those are the things that people stress about. I mean, we talk with people a lot about their cash flow, and it's like, where do you think you can pick up a couple of bucks? And the first place everybody assumes is, like, going out to eat or takeout. It's like, okay, there are certain people, yeah, who, like, you can look at their DoorDash history and it's like, whoa, they spend $350 a month on takeout. Like, that is a place where we could start. But then for the couple or the person who, you know, enjoys dinner out with friends twice a month to the tune of $200, like, I just don't know if that, if the impact of that financially is going to outweigh the emotional impact of not doing it. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And I have two things to say, two more things. One, in the article, they use the example of four Starbucks a week. would cost you $1,000 a year, let's say. And then after 20 years, that would grow to $44,000. So, wow, that's like, it's money, but it's not, you know, life-changing money.
Mm-hmm. I hate when they do that.
And by the way, $44,000 20 years from now is probably the equivalent of $15,000 today, because we're talking about inflation. So that's always a misleading thing when they say it's X amount of hundreds of thousands of dollars in, you know, 30 years from now. It's like, stop. Like, you're missing that. That number seems way bigger than it really is, because of the future value of the money is sure. always going to be much higher. So that's the thing that's annoying about that example. I will say, though, back to your point, Meg, you're getting – this person is presumably enjoying their coffee or whatever it is, mm-hmm. and they get some sort of personal enjoyment from it. I would say if somebody's spending 10 bucks a day on lottery tickets,
sure,
I would have a different take on that.
That's fair.
What if they won?
They will not win. Or if somebody is, you know, got a online gambling habit, Jeff, like you.
Guilty.
Now, you get enjoyment from that. So maybe you could argue that, hey, I know I'm net spending money on this, but I like it.
I'm in the green.
Yeah, you're in the green.
Is it green or black?
Oh, I don't know.
Let's go.
No, when you're in the red, you're not yeah. making money. I hate those calculations where they tell you what it could have, like how much your what that money could have grown to. Like, we use software where you have someone's cash flow and they say, like, hey, should I buy a new car now? And if you enter that transaction in, like, what if scenario, like what if you spend $30,000 for this car, how that impacts you over the next 30 years. And like that $30,000 purchase is going to cost you like 250 grand over your lifetime. I hate, like, you would never buy anything.
Right. Right?
Should I get this $50 shirt?
Yeah.
Well, if you buy that $50 shirt, 30 years from now, it's going to cost you $17,000. Like, right. Okay, but like, I need a shirt.
But that's what you were saying, right? It's the balance that we have to strike. We just strive to create, like, it's for who, for what, right? Like, sacrificing these lottery tickets, lattes, whatever it is, for what? Like, is your goal to have X amount of dollars when you're 50 so you can stop working early? Is your goal to be able to put your kid through college? Is your goal, like, to me, all of this is too general and too high level to matter to anybody. Like, anybody reading this article and being like, oh, I should or shouldn't do anything, it's not in the context of their situation. So it's like, it's far too general for us to even be mad about.
Like, yeah.
And mad isn't the right word, but I'm like basically taking back everything I said, because I'm like, this is just annoying.
Yeah. Well, I was listening to somebody on another podcast complaining about too many of today's people will not accept delayed gratification and its immediate gratification. And I think there's a point to that. But to your point, Meg, 100% delayed gratification is no good either.
Right.
And you have to figure the balance between the two. So, we could do a whole nother subject on the immediate gratification crowd, but,
yeah.
That's not this.
No, I think if these articles can spark people to be more conscious of their spending and be more thoughtful with it, whereas you're taking and hearing what we're talking about, which is don't sweat the little things, do the little things right, but also be more conscious on the bigger decisions. Like, you're looking for a new car and they have like an R3 model, an R5 and an R6. Like, do you really need the 320 horsepower car R6? Or is the R3 with 220 horsepower good? Like, that one's going to cost you 10 grand more. Like, just get the car that you like, but it doesn't have to be like the top of the line model. You're looking for a new house. Yeah. It doesn't have to have like absolutely everything. Like, if it doesn't have AC now, but it's cheaper, maybe you get it. Maybe you add AC later. Like, I think if they can help people make better small decisions, and then hopefully they're making better, bigger financial decisions too.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's a good takeaway.
Cool. Okay. We good?
Yeah.